there's some things going on for Valentine's Day, which we'll get to in just a little bit. Sure.
Okay.
Of course, if you want to give things for Valentine's Day, you know, chocolate, flowers, balloons could possibly be something.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, we have with us on our table here the first time we've actually got a balloon tower, a WEOL tower. I don't know. Our chief engineer, Terry Zevnik, may get a better idea of how much it could transmit if we were to put some sort of a link at the top of this. But it's fascinating. It's gray, just like the gray towers. Now, technically, if we were to give her the specs, we probably should have gone with orange and white, because most of the radio towers are painted to tell the different size on it. But this, of course, is, has WEOR call letters on it. And it was made by Sheila Kepik from Exclusive Balloons. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So tell me, when did you start working on this? It's about a 4.5-5-foot tower. Tell me about it.
I started working on it yesterday. It took me approximately 45 minutes.
Now, I've seen people create things out of balloons that are more animals, fun things like this. There's architecture into this. Tell me a little bit about, I mean, you have to come up with some sort of structure that actually can stand. And tell me a little bit about
Basically, this is a balloon animal to me.
Okay.
It's just a matter of where the bubbles go, and they're just in a different order than if I was to make a dog and a lot more of them.
Now, when you made this, where did you start? What was the first
balloon? I started at the very top.
So unlike when you do a real tower where you start at the bottom and work your way up, she is able to defy gravity, start at the top, and work your way down.
How many balloons do we see here?
You probably see about 25 only. It looks like a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
really, about 25 if you don't count the bottom.
Now, each balloon, these are the long, skinny balloons. They're what, about 3 feet long or something like that?
They are 60 inches long.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot to work with there.
There is.
Okay. And tell me a little, I guess, how did you get into doing something like this?
Back in the early 90s, my husband and I had triplets, and I had to quit my job because I couldn't afford to put them in daycare at the time. And I never stayed home with them. We were always out and about, and we were in a mall, and we went to the bookstore, and I picked up a little book on how to make balloon animals, thinking, oh, this will be so fun to do with the kids. And one thing just led to another, and it's just I couldn't get enough. What else can I make? What else can I make? And it just took off from there.
Greg, I own that book. I just thought I would throw that out here right now.
You ever done anything like this?
Not as this. It comes with a little pump and some,
yes,
like a supply of balloons.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Have you used it?
I have, sure. Not to this extent. I don't have a business created out of it. Darn. But just tell me a little bit about your business. How long has it been around now?
Well, like I said, I started working back in the early 90s, kind of tinkered around with it for many years while the kids were in school and did school parties and parties for friends. And back in 2011, I decided to take it up a notch and applied for a business license. And in 2013, I opened up my studio in the Sherway Shopping Center.
And what are some of the creations I've seen on your Facebook page? Maybe the one that's been up there a lot, and you maybe have to, after this weekend, past weekend, change things around. But you had Cavaliers players from the ones who won the championship, right?
Yes. Back in 2016, Cleveland Magazine selected us as best balloon caricatures for the best of Cleveland, and we made a life-size Cavalier players, four of them, and we actually did it just for fun, and it got us a lot of attention.
What are some of your items that are in hot demand? What do people commonly come to see you for?
We're really known for baby showers. We can create almost any character, whether it be a cartoon character or a video game character, objects. So baby showers are probably our biggest, and of course birthday parties, because we twist anything.
What goes into the balloon? Is it helium or air or what?
When we do sculptures like this, it's just air.
And how long might that be up there for us to enjoy?
I'm guessing probably about 2 to 3 weeks. It's just going to shrink.
That's the sad part about balloons, by the way. I don't know if that's there's a point where I've been through enough of the birthday parties with my daughter. Occasionally, you'd find a balloon like 6 months later in the corner of her room, as you know, yet to have its last gasp, as it was. But this is amazing. How long, you know, you put these things like together? Is it trial and error when it comes to creating certain things, like, you know, human figures or people, things like that?
A lot of times it is, if it's something that we haven't made before. My staff and I, we've gotten to the point that we can actually look at a picture and just kind of transform it into two dimensions, figure out where the bubbles need to go and basically create just about anything.
What's the largest thing you've had to attempt?
I knew you were going to ask me. We have made a couple of 15-foot Eiffel Towers. And we've also done some pretty elaborate Halloween displays that had over 7,000 balloons.
Wow.
I assume you deliver.
We do deliver.
Not everybody has a 15-foot van or truck.
Usually things that big we have to do on site.
Ah. Or you could, like a lot, maybe have in certain parts of it that you could assemble maybe.
That's exactly what we do. We do as much as we can at the studio, and then we just transport. Occasionally we do have to rent a box truck for some of our larger jobs.
What's the ratio of balloons that don't make it to the balloons?
You know, it's actually really, really low. We always, when we do a delivery, we always take every single balloon that we used in a sculpture and helium and tape and scissors and ribbon and everything that goes into that sculpture. And we probably have less than a 1% breakage.
Okay. Because that's when people think of balloons or if they've tried. Now, you must have some sort of automated, you know, you're not blowing all of these up. Have you ever tried to blow up one of these narrow, skinny balloons,
no.
Greg?
Have you? Sure.
Sure, on occasion. You'll turn a color red or purple maybe at some particular point, depending on if you stretch the balloon out, right, or something to that effect.
Right. Now, we have floor pumps that we use for these are called 260s. We also have electric pumps for when we do the decor, the arches and the, you know, the larger scale things.
You know, you mentioned that you call your place a studio.
Yes.
Which sort of has, obviously, an artistic approach to it as
yes.
well. Yes. Do you do other kind of, maybe not even your studio, but as an individual, other type of art?
Well, one of the other things that we do is we create flowers. We're only, I want to say, probably the only one in maybe 5-state area that does it. Each petal is shaped, it's a balloon shaped over wire, and all the petals are brought together. They're airbrushed, they're scented. So that would be the other art form that we would do.
Well, we appreciate you making our tower. As we have our 70th anniversary this year, Craig, do you think it'll last till October? I know she only says a while, but a
couple weeks.
You know, you put in a climate-controlled area here, and who knows? But we appreciate you bringing it out this morning and kind of helping us kick off our spotlight on Sheffield Village as
Thank
well.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And if people want to get a hold of you, what's a good place to find out?
I can be reached through my website, which is exclusiveballoons.com. I also have a Facebook page, and, of course, you can always walk into the studio at 4114 East Lake Road in the Shorey Shopping Center.
Well, thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.